Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Thursday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ikey, how we doing?
Spike Lee, Jackie Baseball. Don't worry, we'll bounce back tonight, brother. We're going to clinch, settle down. Holla at your boy.
Taiwan Day.
Oh, it's a big day.
They may not clinch today, but maybe tomorrow.
That's the whole show today. We're actually pushing the Eagles to the side and celebrating Taiwan Day. Jack, the leader of Taiwanimus over there, one of seven people who still believe in Taiwan Walker. Are you actually part of Taiwanimus, or are you just talking about the movement itself?
There's a possibility of a movement. I don't really believe in Taiwan.
Okay, all right.
But all right. If he pitches well, Taiwanimus might be out in full form.
There you go.
And Rob Thompson might be the leader as well.
Of Taiwanimus.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Dave Dombrowski might be the leader of Taiwanimus.
To be quite
honest with you, that price tag is on. He wrote that check. So we have a big show today, as we always do. Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us at 3. Mike Lombardi, the biggest Sixers fan or Sixers hater / Sixers fan in NFL media, joins us at 4. Of course, we'll have the top 5 at 5 at 5. But we start with the Philadelphia Eagles. I was doing my little prep in the morning, reading the internet articles, and I'm like,
I'm doing my research,
trying to be a real football guy, reading enough to become a real football guy, and I saw, power rankings.
Mm.
Love power rankings.
Love them.
And there were two. There was CBS Sports Power Rankings, and there was ESPN Power Rankings. And I will tell you that they had wildly different ideas of where the Eagles should sit in those power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The ESPN power rankings had the Eagles at number 6.
Yeah.
CBS power rankings had the Eagles at number 18.
We did it!
Big spread. 6 and 18. So I ask you, do you believe the Eagles are closer to the 6th best team in the NFL or the 18th best team in the NFL?
Yeah, this is an easy one for me. They're clearly closer to being the 6th best team in the NFL after 2 weeks. That's just the way I look at it. Listen, I understand they lost a tough game Monday night to the Atlanta Falcons. By the way, who I picked to win the NFC South, haven't backed off of that. Know the Saints are 2-0. We'll see how the season plays out and ends. I trust Kirk Cousins more than I do Derek Carr. But we'll see how it plays out as the season goes along. The Atlanta loss isn't as bad as it feels to us right now. We saw a banged-up Kirk Cousins the week before. It looked like he couldn't move as a statue, and we just assumed it was going to be an easy win. Raise my hand. I'm guilty of it, too. That wasn't the case Monday night. Also, maybe we didn't calculate how bad this defense can be in stopping the run. So I say that to repeat for the third time. I don't think the loss Sunday from a quality of an opponent standpoint, Monday night, I keep forgetting, is as bad as it feels.
to support that, by the way. I think most people thought the Falcons would be pretty good till they lost their
first
game.
And so they lost to Pittsburgh the first week. Yeah. Exactly. And again, Kirk Cousins didn't look good in that game.
Right.
Two interceptions, couldn't move. I'll look at some of the other teams. I haven't even gone through the list to see who's in front of them and who's behind them. I don't think they're the sixth best team in the league. I would have them somewhere probably around 10 to 12. I mean, who's looked great? We still going to say San Francisco, the top team in the league? They just lost to Minnesota on the road. Mm-hmm. Are they being penalized? I don't know. I mean, Dallas, a lot of darling. You know, they are a team that everybody raves about. Talent there. Dak got paid. CD got paid. They got boat raced by New Orleans at home. That's a worse loss than what happened to the Eagles on Monday night. So I don't know who these teams are that's in front of them. And I'll say this. You can't believe everything you see within the first 2 weeks of the season. But I get it. Rankings are there for a reason. It's a week-to-week thing.
Sure.
I think the win over Green Bay in Brazil under those conditions deserves a lot more credit than it's getting. You know, after week one, I'm hearing people like, oh, Green Bay ain't that good. I had Green Bay all pegged wrong. They're not going to be good. People overreact so much. They spend months, get the schedule, off-season, acquisitions, draft, free agency. They spend so much time in the off-season when it's the dead time telling us how smart they are and making predictions. And after week one, everybody wants to change their mind. Oh, man, I was wrong. That team is terrible. They lost to a team I didn't expect them to leave because I predicted they would go this, that, and the other. I don't know. I'm just sitting here saying I haven't lost all conviction in my eyes and my analysis of the Philadelphia Eagles just because they lost Monday night. It's not like they got outclassed Monday night like Dallas did the week before. It's not like they played sloppy all night and looked terrible. Saquon Barkley catches the ball, game over, Eagles 2-0.
Sure.
That's how simple I'm going to look at it, looking at the Eagles. So, long way to answering your question. I think they're closer to six. I would have them somewhere in that 8 to 10 range, somewhere around there. Still a playoff team. Still think they – if I get more evidence in 3 or 4 weeks, then, okay, I may change my opinion. But right now, I'm good where they are. I think they're still one of the top teams in the NFC. By the way, Detroit lost, too, at home to Tampa.
Yep, they did.
So, and everybody loves Detroit, right? Even me.
Sure.
But they lost at home.
They did. They did. 215-592-9494. Which power rankings are more accurate? The one that had the Eagles at 6 or 18? What are the Eagles closer to? Now I'm going to disagree that they're close.
Shocker.
Yeah. Now, in fairness to me, I had them at 10 wins before the year, and I thought they were a mid-pack team. I didn't think they were Bowl contender before the year.
Yeah.
So here, and I'm actually going to, while the point is wins and losses, I'm actually going to take the wins and losses and put them to the side for a moment. Because when I think about how, well, because we only have two and
they're
500.
That's where the rankings are coming from.
Well, on some level they are.
Okay.
Because they're 1-1. So if we just take their, they're right there with how many other teams who are also 1-1.
But then the losses and wins do count to who you lost to, who you beat shouldn't
count.
Matter.
They count. They count.
Yeah.
But I think from my perspective of them, so basically, the reason I think they're closer to 18 mm-hmm. is I just think they are a mid-pack sort of middle of the road 8 to 10 win
team.
You
had them at 10-7. You did. You had them at 10-7. Yeah.
So, and here's why.
I had them at 12-5.
After two games, I'm just not sure what the Eagles do at an elite level that is going to put them in the conversation to be a contender type team. Mm-hmm. And to be close to 6, you have to do something at an elite level. So what we thought before the year is that the defense hopefully would be mid-pack and the offense would be one of the two or three best offenses in the league. So offense has been good, but they have not been top of the league special good. I think they are...
Now, whose offense has been special?
Well, the Saints, the Bills, the Cardinals.
The Saints' offense hasn't been... I mean, they tallied up a lot of points on Carolina. They beat Dallas last week.
Yeah, I mean, they scored
points. I mean, the Bills'
points.
Offense, I've watched the Bills the last 2 weeks. Josh Allen isn't setting the world on fire. I think they won a game, him throwing the ball for 140 yards or something, and one touchdown.
Well, the Eagles just we just said that Jalen Hurts played a good game. He threw for 180 yards.
I know, but okay, I can say that was a good game. I didn't say it was an elite game. I didn't say it was elite.
Point being,
yeah,
is there sixth in the league in points, sixth in the league in yards. It's mm-hmm. good. It's a good offense.
Yeah.
But they have not shown me yet this is the offense that can, and most notably, the offense is not good enough to carry how bad the defense has looked so far.
Well, that's the real issue there.
Right. Is that the defense does not at this point have the look of a defense that can be in the middle of the league. They look like a bottom five defense, honestly, mm-hmm. so far. And if you put points even to the side, you look how successful Bijan Robinson was, they haven't been good against the pass, they haven't been good against the run. They've been decent at bend it, not break, which is what Fangio does, but
they got one turnover in two games.
Right.
Yeah, the defense.
So the offense has been good, but has not been special, and the defense has been terrible. So I look at this team and trying to construct a scenario in my head in which they are a top 6-7 team. I can't get there. So if you're basically telling me, are they close? Are they a mid-pack team, or are they closer to a contender? In my eyes, so far, what they've shown us is they are closer to a mid-pack team.
Yeah.
So far.
You said that before they showed you anything.
Yes.
So I feel like your bar is maybe unrealistic. The offense looked pretty damn good the first week. Jalen had two interceptions. That's not the offense looking bad. That's him with decision making. Hold on. He also threw for 280 yards and some touchdowns. So it's not like he played terrible.
No.
And they put up 400 and some yards. Saquon had over 100 and some yards. He had three touchdowns. We were raving about this offense last week. We were frustrated with Jalen's decision to ruin drives with bad decision making. It wasn't that the offense looked bad. The play designs looked good. Saquon looked good. And I'll go Monday night and give them a pass. They didn't have their best player, so the offense is gonna look different without AJ Brown. AJ Brown makes it's like having Tyreek Hill in your offense. It makes everybody else's job easier.
But couldn't I say to you, before the year, we said, look at all their weapons. Mm-hmm. They have more weapons than anybody. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we lose one of those weapons. And they score 21 points.
Well, if you lose Dallas Goedert instead of AJ, I think you score more than 21 points.
But that's fair, but if we go back to Buffalo, mm-hmm. I can say he lost his best weapon, and they're scoring the second most points in the NFL.
Okay, the running back is kidding, but Josh Allen isn't throwing the ball up and down the field. They're running the ball.
But he hasn't turned the ball over once.
He has turned it over once.
One time. He fumbled.
No, you're right. No, yeah. Listen, I understand that. I'm just saying, I'll give you Buffalo as if you want to call him elite. It's cool. That's 2 weeks. 2 weeks, they've looked elite. I mean, honestly, they benefited last week from short fields and their defense getting, I think, three or four interceptions against Tua.
Mm-hmm.
So, our defense isn't doing that for our offense.
Absolutely.
So, I think it's the defense that drags down the overall evaluation of the team. But it's part of the team, so I agree. And that's why I said I'll go 8-12. 8-12, to me, after 2 weeks, and they're missing their best player in one of the games, I'm not panicking. I'm still not going to say they're more in the average to below average. If anything, they're above average to good as an overall team. They're not below average to poor.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Two power rankings. One has the Eagles 6. One has the Eagles 18. Which are they closer to? Starting us off, my good friend, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What up, Corey?
What's up, man? You ain't going to ask my brother Jack opinion. You don't care about him. You gonna get
it later? So sometimes I go when I can.
This is my show.
Don't make me yell at you again. So sometimes what happens is, you want a little behind the curtain, is if Ike and I go a little bit longer,
okay,
what I'll do
you.
Is go to the caller first and then go to Jack. But if Ike and I are a little bit shorter, then I'll go to Jack before the call.
I'm like with Ike, man. I'm in like the 10 rank. See, this is the thing about the team. You know what the Eagles, you ask what do the Eagles do at elite level. They run the football at elite level, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to run the football. Like, run the football. Saquon Barkley, 95 yards last week, over 100 the week before. Jalen Hurts rushing for 85 yards last week. Like, run the football. See, I get it. This is the thing. We want a substitute looking pretty over getting wins. I don't give a damn how they look. I don't give a damn if they run the damn wing tee. if we going 17-0 running the wing T, keep running it. Like, your defense is not good. They can't rush the passer. So why are we throwing the ball so much, you know, giving them quick three and outs to put these non-pass rushers back on the field?
Can it,
like, everybody, oh, Bryce Huff's the biggest off. Elliott Key wanted to put that Bryce Huff's the biggest off position. No, he's not. It's Saquon Barkley. Run the ball. Like, you got and you don't even got to run it with Saquon. You got an elite offensive line. Put Will Shipley in there. Run it with Gainwell. Like, run the football. Control the clock. That's why we were so good in 2022. It wasn't the shots down the field. It was we controlled time of possession. We got up on teams early, and we ran the football. Like, it's like it's, this is easy math.
But
one plus one.
Corey, can I provide okay. So I agree with you. They are strong at running the football. I would say, though, that if you're only going to run the football, or if you're going to primarily run the football, chances are you're not going to score a ton of points. You are going to hold the ball for a long time, but you're not going to score a ton of points. So, because it just takes too long. It takes too many plays.
Right.
So we've already agreed that the defense is terrible. So the problem that you're going to face in not throwing the ball early in the game is that it's going to be difficult for you to get substantial leads early in the game. Maybe you'll score 10 points in the, I mean, we had, what, 6 points in the first half on Monday night, or 7 points, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we ran the ball plenty. I mean, I would say they've run the ball a commensurate number of times. Saquon
Barkley.
They
also went for it on fourth down.
They did.
If you look at the elite teams right now, like, first of all, the Saints, the Vikings, the Bucks, we'll see how they look week 5 and week 6. Yeah, they look good right now, but we'll see how they look at the Saints. Everyone's praising what Derek Carr is doing. No, they're running the football with Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara ran the ball all over the Cowboys defense. Like, it's like, I'm not saying just run the ball every play, but it's like, run the football and set up plays down the field. Like, it's like this team forgot what made us successful. It's like they want to come out and they want to be a passing football team, which is fine. You pay the quarterback, you want to look pretty, you got these weapons. I don't care about that. I want to win. I don't care if the offense, how they look. Win the game. Run the football. This offensive line, that's what they do great. They got maulers. They want to run the ball. We ran the ball all the way to the playoffs in 2022. Okay.
And 17.
And 21.
Yeah.
I thought we had Michael Jordan under center. I didn't know Michael Jordan was going to be a point guard. You might like Michael Jordan to pass more? I mean, what are we talking about?
You did say T.J. McConnell.
Hey,
Corey won a Jack. There you go. You got Jack, Corey. Congratulations.
Let me rebuttal that real quick. Ike.
Yes.
What makes you great? See, I talk about Troy Aikman. He talk about, you know, Troy Aikman is great because he won.
Yep.
It ain't the damn stats. He won the game.
It wasn't the stats. That's true. His stats look terrible.
If Jalen Hurts.
What do they do if you look at them?
They don't care.
But stats were different then, a little bit. I mean, so did John Elway's stats don't look great.
They don't look like Troy Aikman's.
No, but I mean,
he's the greatest game manager ever.
He did.
Well, don't talk about Terry Bradshaw like that.
Yeah.
Well.
I guess Corey. I mean, I think they're
top four. Managers.
The Eagles are sixth in the league in rushing yards per game. So
we're a running team, man.
They're running the ball. They need to be able to Okay. Oh, that was Jack.
Chuck. Yeah.
Chuck. Okay.
It's one of my favorite drops. But when anyone asks to run the ball more, it's all I think about.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Corey. So you say closer to sixth.
Of course. I mean, who's better than them? Like, the 49ers, come on, man. They lost. All these teams are like, and don't give me the Bengals. Like, the Bengals, come on, man.
So you don't think the 49ers are better than the Eagles? If you had to bet your life tomorrow on a neutral site game between the 49ers and Eagles, you would pick the Eagles?
I ain't say all that.
Okay.
But I would. Hey.
Well,
hey,
that's what the power ranking thing is.
If I had to bet my life between Bengals and the Eagles... Hey, I live in Ohio, so y'all can talk about that. I know what it's like. They see us on the field. When we played in week 5 and week 6, it might be a blowout.
Well, I mean, the Bengals are behind the Eagles in the CBS Power Rankings that has them 18.
But they got a great quarterback, though. But y'all tell me the quarterback is great.
He is.
He is.
Yeah.
He
is.
Yeah.
He is. I'm with him on that.
Yeah, he's great.
Love
Sorry.
Joe B.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate the call, Corey. On the top six, who are the teams that are in front of the Eagles?
In the on the ESPN
yeah,
power
on the ESPN.
Number one was the Chiefs.
Okay.
Number two, the Bills. Number three, okay. the 49ers. Okay. The Texans were fourth. The Lions were fifth. And then the Eagles. And then right behind the Eagles, the Bucks, the Chargers, the Saints.
Yeah, you're not impressed with the Chargers' two wins?
Well, no, but they're behind the Eagles.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying. But on the other list, are they behind the Eagles on the other list?
On the other list, the Chargers are...
Yeah, 17 teams that are in front of them?
No, they're not.
Oh, so nobody's impressed with the Chargers. Okay.
Yeah, just to run
unbelievable.
Them off.
More keeping my guy Herbert yeah. down.
No, Harbaugh's going to keep him down.
Actually, you know what we'll do next? Yeah. I will tell you the teams that are ahead of them.
Okay. Because,
and also, we have some interesting sound from Vic Fangio talking about Devin White. Devin White talking about being benched, and then Vic Fangio talking about why he's not playing all right. is all very interesting. So that will come out next. We do have next question today.
Okay.
So today, in 1960, and we have a pair of tickets to go
1960.
See... 1960. Yes. The Jack found this one. Couldn't believe. I didn't think his internet went back to 1960.
Come on, man. The Benarek won a bowl that year, okay. or whatever it was. Right. Football championship.
Football championship. Yes. NFL championship. So on this day, we have Phillies tickets for Monday's game against Phillies Cubs. So we have a pair of tickets for the best next question answer.
Yeah.
So on this day in 1960, The Twist by Chubby Checker, his cover of The Twist, went number one. So today we are asking, give us your favorite famous dance. The Twist, obviously, off the board.
Lap.
What's that?
No, you said lap dance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Boo boy.
This guy saying it, by the way.
You know me.
Yeah, Mr. Shirt Club.
Yeah, he's never even been to one before.
Mr. Gentleman's Club over here. So we don't want to take away all of them. Normally, we each give one. Am I going to Ike or am I going to Jack to give us
one? Go to Fritzy first.
Okay, Fritz, give us
Since
a dance.
Since he jumped in there with his twerking.
Yeah.
I guess that counts.
Yeah.
The one that inspired a generation, the Dougie.
Oh, doing the Dougie.
The Dougie's a big one.
The Dougie is a big one.
It's a Mount Rushmore.
What was that? I forget the rap group that did it. It was
who is Dougie?
Yeah, it was a song.
Was Dougie Fresh.
Teach Me How to Dougie. No,
oh,
no, no.
Oh, no, the song Teach
this
Me
song,
How to Dougie.
Teach Me How to Dougie.
I forgot how young Jackie is. Yeah. I'm actually going back to who actually originated the dance.
Yeah. No,
Fresh.
I was thinking about the song.
But there was a song. The Dougie was a thing before like 2010?
It's from yeah. Dougie Fresh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
it's
no.
It's his dance.
Oh, okay. No,
yes.
No idea. I thought this came around in like 2010.
No, I was trying to reference the song.
Well, they put the 2010 twist on it.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a do a new spin on it, but yeah, that song is from Dougie. I mean, that dance is from Dougie Fresh.
I can't do either of the dances,
yeah.
just to be clear. So,
well, especially with your hip.
I got a few yeah. I could have thrown out there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw out, how about the centipede?
I don't think I know the centipede.
You don't
centipede.
Do the centipede?
Not the human centipede.
Some people call it the worm.
I know the worm. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the one on the ground.
Yes, yeah, I know the worm.
No one's ever called that the centipede.
Sure. Sure it is. You weren't even born when the dance was actually being done.
Dude,
the 80s dance.
Did you need me to do the worm for you?
No, you can do it.
Please do the worm.
Not absolutely.
The internet?
If okay. I have to be held accountable the next time, I'll do the worm.
Okay. All right.
There it is.
We got it.
You just be throwing stuff out there. Yep. You know, Spike don't let anything go.
You think I'm going to forget that? Absolutely not. Everything you say, everything you text
will be held and
will be held accountable.
You.
Yeah. So are the Eagles closer to 6 or 18 on the two power rankings, 215-592-9494? And for next question today, for a pair of tickets to go see Phillies Cubs on Monday, in honor of today being the day in 1960, The Twist hit number one, give us a famous dance. As I mentioned next, I'll let you know the teams that are ahead of the Eagles in that 18th rank, and Vic Fangio talks about why Devin White is not playing. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spike and Fritz. I should have looked up who this was.
Cali Swag.
Cali Swag District. Cali Swag District. They had another one called, there was a bunch of Vroom Vroom in it. It used to be in the Sixers pregame playlist that they would go out there and it would be one of the songs. What was the other song?
You know what made me hate this dance and this song?
What?
John Wall.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
He did ruin it. Yeah.
You know, I wasn't a John Wall guy.
I was. That was one of our debates.
Remember, we argued John Wall, Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
That was a great week or two, just yelling about those two.
Not completely losers. Insignificant.
Yes, insignificant ball players.
Yep.
But yeah, him doing the dance in the intro made me not. It was like, are we serious? Is this where the NBA. Thanks, LeBron.
Yeah.
It's not LeBron's fault. He doesn't even dance, I don't think.
Well, no, when he was younger, didn't he dance when he came out?
All I remember at LeBron was the powder.
Well, he stole that from MJ.
I disagree.
He did steal that from MJ.
Disagree? He definitely stole it. I just disagree. Okay. He just disagreed.
All right.
Fake news Fritz over here. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will get to the Vic Fangio talking about Devin White not playing, which is pretty interesting. We're talking about the Eagles power ranking. So there's two. There's ESPN and CBS. ESPN has the Eagles at 6.
Never trust CBS.
CBS has them at 18. Ike thinks they're closer to 6. I think they're closer to 18. Before we get back to the calls, and let us know which one you think they're closer to, 215-592-9494. I said I would tell you the teams that they have ahead of the Eagles on the CBS power rankings. Mm-hmm. Okay. In order.
Okay.
The Chiefs.
Okay.
The Bills. Mm-hmm. The Texans.
Okay.
The Bucks.
Okay.
The Vikings, the Saints,
okay.
The Seahawks.
Wow, the Seahawks. Who the Seahawks beat week one? Denver? So we got the Seahawks beating Denver, and
Patriots.
They beat the Patriots. All right.
49ers.
Okay.
Chargers.
Okay.
Steelers.
Well, I tell you, those Steeler wins.
They got
two wins and one. They scored one touchdown in 2 weeks.
Honestly, since Roethlisberger left, that is every week with them. Somehow, at the end of the year, they have 10 wins or 11 wins every year, and they never score any points.
Never score any points. Yeah.
Justin Fields has a total of 273 passing yards,
in two
I believe.
Games.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yes. Lions.
Okay.
Packers.
Okay.
Cowboys.
Hold on, I got the Packers in front of us, and we beat the Packers?
Yes.
Wow.
Cowboys.
No respect. Okay.
Cowboys,
too?
Cowboys.
Oh, my God. Ravens.
Raiders.
Oh.
Raiders, Ravens, Bears, Falcons.
Bears? Oh, my God.
Now, behind them, interestingly enough, right behind them, Browns. Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
Jets, Cardinals.
Okay.
So I
might even have the Cardinals higher than them.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cardinals look good against Buffalo. They could have easily beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yep. And then they won.
Jonathan Gannon.
How about it?
Yeah, he looked good for two weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, he does. But so some of those teams, obviously, I disagree that are in front of the Eagles at 18. Even if I were to agree with some of those teams up there, that I may think the Eagles are ultimately going to be better than them, but I'll give them credit for being 2-0. Like, I'll get a Vikings credit. They beat a good 49ers team.
The same with the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get a Saints credit. You're right.
Yes.
I'll get a Saints went on the road and beat Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving them anything for Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But going on the road and beating Dallas and the way they beat Dallas, I'll give the Saints their credit as too. I would have them in front of the Eagles. So I would... Yeah, I probably had the Eagles around 8 to 10, 8, 10, or 11, somewhere around there.
Now, we won't get into this, but interestingly enough, Super Bowl odds, the Eagles are still way up there. I think they're fourth.
There you go. That tells me all I need to know right there.
Eagles fans won't stop betting them. They're the easy marks is what it tells me. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
Hey, man. What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Hello. ain't nothing. Yo, so here's the thing. First of all, I agree with you. We are closer to 8 to 12. People overreact, and I understand some people do it off of what have you done for me lately, but we know the Vikings ain't going to be there at the end. And for the 49ers to be so high when they lost to the Vikings and their best player got hurt during the game, and they – and
well, our best player got hurt too. Oh, Ike's gone.
Everybody's gone.
Everybody's gone. Was that
– probably if seems like we might be having a
– I just seen at least five callers fall on
nice
the board.
Phone issue.
Yeah. Well, all right. How about that?
Call back.
Surprising. Who would have guessed? Okay. Before we go back to the phones.
Yes.
Oh, now they're coming back? What's going on here? Whoa.
Yeah, they all came back.
What the heck? All right. Before we go back to the phones.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to play two pieces of sound. First from Devin White and then Vic Fangio about Devin White.
Okay.
I want to get your take on this.
All right.
So Elliot posted, I think Elliot was in the locker room, asked Devin White about how he's handling not playing, being a healthy scratch. And here's what Devin White said yesterday.
It makes that personality come out of it and allows you to handle this the way you're handling it.
Oh, that wasn't Elliot, by the way, that asked.
Oh, no. I think I've been through a lot of my life, good and bad, you know, open and public, private. And it just make you grow up. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything not going to always be in your favor, you know, but it's about how you respond. You know, how you handle yourself, but that's the only thing I can control. You know, I can't put myself in the game, but I can control my attitude, my effort at practice, and, you know, just my swagger in the building still, you know, coming here every day like a pro and handling my business rather. You know, I feel like I got a son, he can cry when he don't get his way. You know, that's for him to do, not me. You know, I got to set the example.
So it sounded like a mature, you know, team-oriented answer.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously sounded a little bit different tone-wise than he had sounded last week.
Yeah.
So then Vic Fangio was asked today about Devin White. Here's what happened.
Devin any closer to getting on the field? And if not, what are some things he has to do to put himself in position?
Yeah, he's practicing and staying attentive and ready to roll. You know, special teams plays a part of it. Yeah, he's ready and available.
Weird.
Yeah.
Now, when he says special teams plays a part of it, does he mean Devin White is practicing on special teams, or does he mean that Devin White's reluctance to be on special teams is a part of why he's not playing?
Good question.
Right, Jack?
Good question. Here's what I took from it. I'm going to give you an answer.
Okay.
Without having an absolute answer. It sounds like he's saying special teams plays a part into why he's not playing.
Okay.
Yes. That's what it sounds like to me. And I don't know if that's Devin White's reluctance to do it. I'm not going to believe he doesn't know how to do it. That is nonsense. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
It's the NFL. And as a linebacker, you have athletic traits that are inherently suited to play special teams. Size, speed, agility, toughness. So whether you're a starter or not, you still have the traits that's required to play special teams. And when you were the number 5, 6, whatever draft pick he was overall in the draft, that means you are a high-level athlete. You may not be the best linebacker per se, but just having sheer athleticism – yeah, you don't get drafted that high at that position without having superior athletic ability. So this would sounds like he doesn't want to play special teams, and that's not good.
Jack, you don't know if anyone followed up with Fangio on that, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll ask Elliot.
Yeah, I can't shoot buy Elliot that he doesn't know how. Yeah, he can't play special teams? What? So I would say this too, though.
Yeah.
As talent devoid as we are on that side of the football, we can't find some way to put a package together where Devin White can be useful.
Especially as a playmaker.
We're forcing Bryce Huff on the damn field, and he ain't really giving us no production. So I'm not saying bench Nakobe or any of that stuff. Nakobe's not a three-down linebacker, in my opinion. Neither is Zach Bond. Right? Devin White can get some of these snaps in here to where he can go out there and play, and you find a way to use his athletic ability on defense. You can't tell me this guy couldn't help it. What is he, 25 years old? 26? Still young. If Vic Fangio can't find a spot for him on the defense somewhere?
Especially a defense that isn't making plays.
Yes!
And if you're not going to be able to stop somebody, give me somebody out there who can cause a fumble.
Give me something. Let him go out there and play pissed. I don't care if he freelances, and let him freelance to the backfield. I don't know. But
unless he's being told don't play him. I mean,
he's not being told don't play him.
But like, all right, so if there's a report.
Who the hell's telling him that?
Howie, before the season, there's a report about
they were trying to trade him.
Like, is Howie saying don't play him? We might try to move him so he doesn't get hurt.
Okay, I thought you were saying don't play him.
It doesn't make sense, right? He should be active on game day. You can't tell.
I agree.
Whoever's
somebody gets hurt. Yeah, he's not going. He's not the first guy off the bench.
The guy played well on Monday, but who the hell's Thomas Booker?
The D tackle. That's why our D tackle. Exactly. They found a way to get him on the field.
Right. But not Devin White.
But if they think about this, what if Nakobe gets injured?
I know. Who's the backup?
I know Jeremiah's over there, but you're telling me Devin White shouldn't be the first person off the bench to go in the game?
It seems crazy. It seems crazy.
Either Devin White's lying and behind the scenes he's saying, I'm not playing
teams. Yeah.
I'm not playing yet. Well, I'll wait for an injury or release me. And Howie's saying,
I'm not playing unless I'm starting.
Right. And Howie's saying, I'm not releasing you right now because we might need you if someone goes down.
Him, yeah.
We'll try to trade you.
I don't know. It's weird because even Fangio threw out there that he's healthy. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
So, yeah, we don't even have the injury.
Where's the ankle? Anyone check up on the ankle recently?
I actually want to go back and...
Once the coach said he's ready to go, that means he's ready to go.
Well, I actually just want to go back and listen to the whole availability because if if he says he's ready to go, I just would think the next question is, okay, he's healthy and ready to go. Why isn't he playing?
Yes. You're talking about at the press conference. Yeah. Why did somebody follow up with that?
Yeah, and I don't want to attack because I don't know if they did or not, but it just seemed it was a... It was mostly answered by Fangio, but I don't feel like we got the total answer about why he's not playing. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's.
Yeah, Devin White should be playing somewhere.
Are the Eagles closer to being the 18th best team in football or the 6th best team in football? That's the Twitter question. What do you think the percentages are at?
6th. I know we haven't lost complete faith in the team, have we?
Do you want to give a percentage?
Okay, I'm going to go closer to 6th. Let's go with 63%.
58% say they're closer to 18th.
Wow. We aren't over the Monday night loss yet.
Nope. Nick in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
What's going on?
What's up, Nick?
I feel like this is an exercise in futility. It's week two. There's so much parity in the NFL this year. I don't think that there's one team that's dominant at all between both conferences whatsoever. The only thing that's beyond worrisome is that there's a $50 million player on our D-line who's getting thrown around by third-string tight ends, which is just embarrassing. Mm. There's absolutely zero pressure. And then our quarterback has great athletic ability and just absolutely nothing in between his ears. The guy, he just can't read defenses like a normal quarterback can. He can't. You can tell. You can tell. And if you can't, then I don't know what to tell you. But he just makes poor decisions, and he can't go through all his reads. It's just, I don't know what else to say.
I don't know what else to say yet.
I actually thought on Monday night that he did a pretty decent job when they gave him a few different reads to go through them. I actually thought he played pretty well on Monday night. What I don't think he's able to do is, I think he does need those weapons around him. He can make plays, but he is, not to bring up Jack's TJ McConnell thing, but I don't think he is going to Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, the spectacular play our way. And I also don't think he is a, drop back 50 times a game, sling the ball all over the place, But Kirk Cousins is a good comparison because he's basically the complete opposite. Kirk Cousins can't move, but is pretty good at.
Well, he knows that he's not. He's going to get the ball out of his hands quick, and he'll stand in the pocket and deliver throws. Yeah, I think to me, that's more of a offseason thing. It's difficult to go through every week trying to reevaluate Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. When he plays well, pro Jalen Hurts, people feel good. He's a top five guy. He doesn't play well. He's below average. To me, the ultimate question is he a guy that you can go and win the championship with? Is this team good enough? We don't have to wonder what he's like without weapons unless everybody gets injured.
Right. We don't need that here.
It doesn't matter. We have weapons. So the fact that he needs weapons, that's great because we have weapons. He just needs to take care of the damn football.
Nick,
and that didn't happen, by the way.
Yeah.
Maybe the last one did. I was getting ready to say it didn't have anything with doing reading the defense. But maybe if he realizes that you got Jesse Bates back there,
sure,
you don't make that throw.
As long as the ball is going to take to get there, even if DeVonta Smith is not bumped off his route, chances are that you're going to have two guys.
He's still putting it in harm's way, yeah. Yes.
And he's not AJ.
Yes,
DeVonta.
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
Nick, next question today, based on the twist going number one in 1960 today, give us a famous dance.
I was between the Stanky Leg or
That's it.
Yeah, you got to give us one. Yeah, Stanky Leg it is.
I like the Stanky Leg.
Stanky Leg it is. Stanky Leg it is.
That's the one I was a little older. I mean, they came out when I was older, but I didn't mind the Stanky Leg.
You know, I don't.
The Stanky Leg.
Yeah, I wasn't doing any Stanky Leg. I'm not a dancer. You know.
Well, neither am I, but when I'm by myself, I can try some of these dances.
I do dance by myself. So I don't have many people friends. I have dog friends. I had a cat friend as well. They are my best friends. You have a dog. You have a cat. They're likely your best friends too. You got to treat them the right way. And dogs and cats rule. 7 locations in the area, in PA and New Jersey, can help you treat your friends the right way. Your dogs, you're always going to have questions about what to feed them. Cutting edge about pet nutrition and dogs and cats rule. And here is the differentiator right here. Not only do they have local products with good ingredients, but their staff. George Perenni, lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, has put together a staff at all the locations that could answer your questions about pet nutrition. What to give your dog, has an allergy, this age, active, not active. They will answer your questions the right way, make you feel good about it. They have treats, they have toys, they have supplements, they have it all. As I mentioned, 7 locations: Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, PA, Pennington, and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What up, Chris?
Hey. Spike, listening to your read there's some breaking news. You don't have many people friends?
Shut up, man.
Boo, boy.
Shut up, man. Everybody wants to be my friend. I'm just very choosy.
Gotcha.
Good point.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Yeah.
So listen, the CBS thing is total trash. Like, it's just like their fantasy football website. It's just total garbage. There's no way they're 18 in Chicago and all these teams are ahead of them. Like,
well, where do you think they should be? Let me put it that way. Where do you think they are? Because the question is, are they closer to 18 or closer to 6? Where do you think they are?
I see them much closer to 6 and at worst 10, but probably in that like 6 to 8 range is more where I would put them. Look at some of these teams that are ahead of them. And I think Minnesota is not – Ike was partially correct with the whole with Atlanta. They're not nearly as bad as we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, they went up against the Pittsburgh defense, which is ridiculously good. So the fact that their offense looked bad against that defense, look, that defense can make anybody look bad. Now, I know Ike's a little biased because, you know, he's a Cousins fan, but because, you know, he's smart.
That's true.
Bijan is one of the best top 3 running backs in football. So
yes.
They do have a good line. They've been drafting linemen for the past number of years. They have a great secondary. So I think we definitely underrated them more and thought we were going to walk over them and came in for a surprise. Now,
we
also didn't. We did not.
I know I don't have any people friends, but I did not underrate them. So just so we're clear.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Everybody called up and told me I was scared. And you're scared.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
All right.
Know.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
You and Hugh.
Yeah.
Yes, you and plant-based Hugh. So, yep. You know, you guys are, you know, our plant men.
Yep.
You know. So.
Plantsmen.
Anyway, guys, that's where I'm at. And I got an answer for you, Spike.
Okay, so your favorite dance, give it to me.
Do it at every wedding. It's the chicken dance.
The chicken dance?
Yeah, you've never seen chicken dance?
What's the chicken dance?
Oh, it's a wedding song.
I've seen it. But it, maybe I've seen it and didn't know what. Oh, it is a wedding.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
It's like okay.
Have a couple beverages in you to get into it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me say we were talking about wanting to be a great dancer versus a great singer the other day, and talked about the ability to make members of the opposite sex attracted to you based on it. What I would tell you is, of all the dances, the chicken dance is not one that will attract the opposite.
Not even close.
Yeah. Hey, you know about it, Jack?
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
You know about the chicken dance?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a wedding dance.
By the way, depending on the gender.
Yes.
Like, I don't think any of us would care if our wives, I mean, if they were great singers versus being great dancers.
I don't care even a little bit.
Exactly.
In fact, if she's too good a dancer, I wonder maybe what...
You would rather have her be a great singer?
No, I actually...
Choose one or the other.
I don't want my wife to be... My wife's a pretty good dancer.
My wife's a good dancer, too.
And occasionally... When I've seen her, you know, have a few
wedding,
and she starts dancing like that, I'm just like, nah, I don't like this at all. Because
Hold on, where you learn all this
at? When she'll say something like, hey, I'm going to this gala thing, and I'm just like, nah, I don't know.
I've seen you when you get happy and start dancing around.
Yeah, so I'd rather she be a great singer and a really unattractive, you know, non-sensual dancer.
No, I like to dance.
Yeah.
My wife's a dancer. She can dance.
You?
She's a singer easily.
Yeah.
Don't surprise me.
Yeah.
I like rhythm.
Yeah.
I like hip movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need that much. I'm easy.
Well, you have no more hip movement. Yeah. That's the issue.
If you could truly.
You don't even have hips, man.
Yeah. It truly. If you could move your hips like twice, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not here for with the marathons.
Yeah. I mean,
y'all crazy, man.
All right. Coming up next.
This chicken dance is awful, too.
Oh,
man.
It's bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's bad. It's not a sexy dance. Not a sexy dance.
There's nothing terrible, sexy about it.
Yes.
Coming up next, our friend Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer, he studies the tape.
What's his favorite dance?
And we'll ask him. We will ask him. And I want to know from Sheil, after studying the tape, is the defense as bad as it feels? Is it as bad as it feels? We will talk to Sheil Kapadia next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.